Donald Trump is the best thing that could have happened to America. I'm serious. Well, kind of. No, I am serious. This is The Pete for ThePete.com and The Pete Podcast. That's what you're listening to. My 10 minutes of weekly therapy for myself and maybe other folks, if you agree with me. But yeah, so Donald Trump, definitely the best thing to happen to America, maybe not ever, but recently, certainly the best thing to happen right now, and I'm going to tell you why, because, as I hesitate, it's because he is making the GOP look like the horrible racist, sexist, backwards, unintelligent political party that they have been for years now. You know, they always like to claim that they're the party of Lincoln, but, you know, for being the party of Lincoln, they sure do spend an awful lot of time trying to stop black people from voting, you know, with voter verification methods and crap like that. You know, we're supposed to be able to walk in, you know, to any polling station in theory and vote, any American citizen. You know, as long as they're registered, their name is on there, and you say, that's me, you know, and that should be it. But no, they want to make it so that you have to pay for an ID, and you may not be able to afford an ID, you know, which would, you know, if you're really poor, which would you rather eat? Anyway, my point is, Donald Trump is, and always has been, the id for the Republican Party. I shouldn't say always has been, but for decades, for the, you know, since the Republicans decided to take control of the religious right and try to pretend that they were a Christian party, basically, and started, you know, referring to, you know, family values and all that garbage. Not that family values are garbage, but using it for political purposes is. You know, it's like, I do actually think that to a certain degree. The narrow definition of family values is garbage. The wider definition of, you know, two parents, children, you know, and a general nuclear family unit is fine. It's just determining genders and ethnicities and stuff like that that belong in there. Yeah, that's garbage. Don't tell me that, you know, I can't marry a man or a woman or something in between if I want to. And yes, I'm not referring to bestiality, you idiots. Anyway, let me get back on point. So Donald Trump goes on saying all this crazy stuff all the time. Do I have to be specific to make my argument? I don't think so. But I will in this one instance. He mentioned, how, you know, Second Amendment people might have a way to take care of Hillary, influencing the Supreme Court. Were Hillary to become the president. In fact, that would be the only way, is what he said. And granted, I honestly, given the benefit of the doubt, I think he just said that, you know, one-off, like, a dumb sarcastic joke, like he claims a lot of his comments are. But the thing is, it's also an incredibly stupid, tone-deaf thing to say when you know you've got some supremely stupid followers. You know, I mean, this is, Trump is the guy who said, you know, if I shot, you know, somebody on Fifth Avenue, my followers would still vote for me, you know, and it's like, yeah, they would. He says, well, that's amazing. And it's just like, you have to understand, or he, you know, there's, I don't know how he can't understand that, you know, when you say something like that about Hillary, you know, oh, Second Amendment people, i.e. gun people, have something that, you know, or know how to handle this or whatever, you're insinuating that they should, you know, go shoot Hillary. And it's ridiculous. It's offensive and it's stupid. I don't think he did it on purpose, but I think he should apologize and openly discourage anyone from shooting Hillary. I just think he needs to come out against shooting his opponent. I think that's what he needs to do. And I think we're really a messed up country when that is the thing that needs to be done, and also it isn't done. you know, so, you know, Hillary lives matter, I guess. But yeah. And so Donald Trump is saying all this crazy stuff, like threatening the life of his opponent, not just his opponent, but a woman's life. You know, and he's already a sexist, bigoted dickweed, who doesn't know anything about the world. I was actually listening to Democracy Now! Again today, and they had a whole bit on this very topic, and how he just doesn't know things. And one of the examples they cited was the nuclear triad. Now, I didn't know what the nuclear triad was either, but then again, I'm not running for president. The nuclear triad is, at first I thought it was like, oh, is that like the bad guys who have nukes, like North Korea, Russia, and I don't know, Israel? No, I'm kidding on that last one. Although Israel does have nukes, and I do think they're bad guys, but you know what I mean. They're not the bad guys. Anyway, though they are bad. Anyway, no, it simply refers to the nuclear triad, simply refers to our ability to launch missiles from sea, air, and land, I believe. But Trump didn't know that, and has been asked about it several times, and gives BS answers every time, and goes into no detail, and doesn't bother to do any reading up in between, because he thinks he's fine. He doesn't need to learn anything. There's nothing, no room for growth or personal betterment from his perspective. He's the best, and that's all that matters to him. And we all know this. I mean, anybody who's been paying attention to him knows this. And so I think it's wonderful how he is just making the Republicans look like they can't control their candidate. And the fact that this is what Trump stands for means, he's the candidate of the Republicans. That means this is what the Republican Party stands for. And none of, you know, the Republican mucky mucks are speaking out enough. They're sort of muttering things under their breath while the cameras are aimed at them. You know, Paul Ryan saying, you know, this isn't the right thing to say. And I think he should speak out, you know, to clarify and explain and apologize or whatever. I forget what Paul Ryan said, but he said something and it was just very minor. And the fact that the Republican mucky mucks can't just come out against Trump at this point is embarrassing, I think. I think they should, you know, because they can't, there's no way for them to officially remove him as candidate by force. Like, they can't force him to drop out. The only way that they can solve this is by disbanding the GOP. Just disband the Republican Party altogether and just be like, you know what, we're not going out like this. We're going out on our own grounds. We're not going to be marginalized into oblivion. And that's what Trump is doing, and that's what's going to happen if Hillary wins, and definitely if Trump wins. You know, it's just going to be a nightmare scape if Trump wins, and if Hillary wins, we'll all like just, you know, be able to point at the Republican Party and go, "You guys are completely irrelevant now." Because this is three terms that you haven't been able to get somebody in the White House, and and considering the Republicans' last winning candidate is looked at as the worst president of all time. So I think this is good for America overall, because it hopefully is going to get rid of the Republican Party, which we need to do, because they're just a bunch of dinosaurs. I'm not a fan of either of the major political parties, but I do think the Republicans are a joke and should just disband and go home. And maintain, if they disband now, they'll at least maintain the last flicker of respect that history will have for them, and that they bailed because they didn't like the direction their party was going in. It was going in a completely un-American direction. So, anyway... All right, thank you very much for listening. Gosh, it's already been almost 10 minutes. Thanks for listening. This is The Pete from ThePete.com for The Pete Podcast. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening so much. Let me know what you think. Twitter, my blog, etc. Oh, read ballpointadventures.com. Yay. Thanks. Bye.